Rob has a podcast, and the Road to Survivor Second Chance is still sponsored in part by our listeners who've become patrons of Rob's the Podcast. To find out more about the benefits of becoming an RHAP patron, visit us on our website at robsthewebsite.com/patron.
Election 2015, the Road to Survivor Second Chances.
All right, everybody, we are back. We thought we were done with the Road to Survivor Second Chance interviews, but it is not the case because I am bringing you interview number 26 here with us. One of the stars from Survivor Blood versus Water. She played with her mom last time. She voted her mom out, but now she is back on her own, perhaps. Here is Sierra Easton. Sierra, how are you?
Hi, Rob. I'm really, really, really good. I'm super excited.
Sierra, this is very exciting because here you are back in the mix that we've suspected that you could be a returning player going all the way back to when you played last time. And now here you are with potentially the chance to go back.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nuts. To be able to go on and get the call to go on the first time was crazy enough, let alone be lucky enough to possibly go on again. I'm just really, really grateful and super, super excited.
Is your mom really psyched about this too?
Oh my gosh. My mom is more excited for me to go on this time than I think she's been for herself to go on. She says because she doesn't have to like endure the pain and the not eating and, you know, basically all of the hard stuff. She gets to just enjoy watching me on TV. Hopefully yeah. Win, you know, get to go to the finale. She gets to do all the fun stuff.
Okay, so here you are back in the mix and ready to go potentially. What has the campaign season been like? About a week and a half now of this campaign that's been going on.
I am the worst campaigner ever on the face of the earth.
That is not true.
Okay.
That is definitely not true.
I'm trying to be super involved and I'm so honestly grateful to like, not only people have supported me just now with the vote, but since I've been on the show, I feel like I just have just the most awesome support system. But I'm trying to campaign. I'm trying to get out there on Twitter and, you know, Instagram and, you know, try and get those votes. I'm so busy at my house just getting ready to possibly leave. You know, you got to kind of get stuff in line.
Even if you have young kids also.
I have two young kids and it's so hard to leave them. Like, I don't want anybody to mistake. I want to go and I want to be out there. But that doesn't change the fact that, you know, it is a difficult thing to do leaving, you know, young kids behind who don't fully understand why you're gone. And I've been trying to just spend as much time with them as possible and, you know, make their plans for while I'm gone, have some fun things for them to be able to do. It's good now because they have my mom here this time, too, so she can really help out. But yeah, I've just been kind of tying up some loose ends, trying to get out there and campaign for those votes as much as I can. But yeah.
Okay. All right. So here you are now. Potentially you could go back with, there are a number of your Survivor Blood versus Water players that are here potentially with you in Brad and Vetus. And there was even some talk that Hayden was going to be in the mix. It looked like it was going to be very Blood versus Water heavy. But those guys are there. But Brad and Vetus, not only were they from your season, but also you started in the same tribe as them. Would you be excited for a Brad and Vetus reunion potentially?
Yeah, Tadhana. That was our tribe name. Yeah, I love everybody on my season. I don't know if it is a rarity. I don't know because I've obviously only had one season, but literally I felt like we had the most amazing cast. I've stayed in touch with almost everyone. Talked to Brad a couple times, not recently, but and Monica and Vetus. I haven't got the chance to visit anybody, but, you know, I'm excited to get to play with them again. I'm slightly nervous because, you know, they probably have some like preconceived ideas of like how I play or what I'm going to do or who I am. And that is always nerve wracking. But
because you, Sierra.
Yes.
Were responsible for Brad Culpepper going home.
You
were part of that.
I mean, I was part of it. You know, I hope that people. I'm trying to just go out and give everybody the benefit of the doubt and maybe start like a clean slate, but also not being stupid to the fact, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to remember how people played. And so I think I have kind of a little bit of a target on my back for that. But Brad, I hope he doesn't harvest any hard feelings towards that. Really, Caleb was the wild cannon there.
Yeah.
sweet Caleb.
Yes, he did end up switching his vote to go with you and Katie at that point in that game. Also, Vetus, you had a hand in his undoing. You were part of the block that voted out Vetus.
Yeah, Vetus and I were super close early in the game on Todd Hanna. And we were really actually super close, really great. I thought maybe we would start an alliance maybe at the merge with like the teams, keeping the loved ones together. That was what I wanted to do. But then, you know, when I started to see that that wasn't the case and it was going to start happening and I got developed an alliance with Tyson, I decided to go, you know, a separate route and stay with the singles. And then, of course, that plan got all messed up when my mom came back into the game. But I had to get rid of ours and then get rid of Vetus, and they were not too happy about it.
You know, and then the other interesting part of this, I feel like, is with the Culpeppers. Like, I feel like there was a little bit of friction between Monica and your mom in the game. Is that fair? And is any of that, like, it's, I know we're talking about people like that, the loved one, the opposite loved ones here, but are you worried that any of that baggage comes with you into a different game?
Yeah, I think there's always that worry. Like, I'm trying to, I want to be just like as honest and open, like, you know, doing interviews and going in. And honestly, I feel like everybody has to be semi-worried when they're playing with people they've played before. You know, even if it's, you know, the One World people or the Kageon people or the white, you know, whatever season you're from, there's a lot of people who've played together before. And I think everybody's slightly worried that people are going to hold grudges. You know, Monica and my mom, I don't know if, I know they love each other and they're great friends today in the game. I think there was the friction of their older, stronger women who were super competitive, great competitors. You know, I just think that it was natural that maybe they would butt heads because they were kind of fighting for the same spot. But outside of the game, they're fine. I'm trying not to get inside my own head, because early on when I first found out that there was potential, you know, that I could maybe be up for the vote to go in, when I first found out before I could campaign, I was so inside my own head trying to think like, what could I do differently? What do I need to do here? What if I did this? What if I did that? And it's funny, I was out to lunch and randomly my waitress, I do not know her, I've never spoken before, I've never seen her before, came up to me and said, "This is for you." And she handed me a post-it, and on the post-it, it said, "One's thoughts create one's world." And it just like was the most random thing. I don't know why she decided to give it to me. She doesn't know anything about me at all, but it just really hit home of like just thinking positively and going into it, not so worried, but just ready to enjoy the experience.
So it was nothing like in particular about you, that's just what she like wrote on the receipt, like to get a good tip or something like that.
It wasn't even on the receipt. She wrote it out on a post-it note. I never have met her, never have spoken to her, anything. And she just randomly leaned over when she came to like drop the check off. She handed the check. She said, "This is for you guys." And then she looked at me and goes, "And this is for you."
Okay. And so it sort of changed your outlook. This woman,
it was just really eye-opening. You know, it hadn't been announced yet. I hadn't been ready to campaign or anything yet, but it just really calmed me down. I know that sounds so weird and really random, but I kept the post-it, and I'm just reminding myself, you know, just think positively. And, oh, another thing. I'm like rubber jaw here, but
no, this Tyson, is good.
Tyson on Blood vs. Water, when Rachel was left Redemption Island, one thing he said to her is, "Did you have fun?" And it wasn't, you know, it didn't have anything to do with the aggression of the game or like the intensity, but really, I want to go out there and have fun and really live in the moment and learn from my mistakes, but not let my mistakes control my game and just enjoy myself.
Okay. There you go. That's the right attitude to have going in.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. All right. Now, also, one of the things that I thought was an interesting connection was that Monica is potentially going to come back into the game. Now, Monica is somebody who was close with your mom when she played in Survivor Samoa. Now, if you guys potentially are both out there, would that be some sort of common ground that you would have with Monica?
I think that it's definitely, I mean, a common ground. I mean, I'm assuming if my mom liked Monica, I would like Monica, but I I honestly can't even say I remember meeting Monica.
Okay.
I mean, we still do things with Kelly. I don't know if you remember Kelly and Eric Cardona. Mm-hmm. And like, I'll still see them, but I
Kelly Sharbaugh.
Kelly Sharbaugh, yep. And so I see them and I see Brett, but not Monica. But I'm super excited. I would assume if my mom loved her, I'm gonna love her too.
Okay. All right. And what about like the opposite of that where, you know, your mom famously feuded with Russell Hance. And then right. There are some people who are going into this game that have connections with Russell Hance. Is that something where are you concerned that maybe Russell Hance would say not to work with people from your family?
I guarantee you Russell would say something like that.
But would they believe it?
I hope not. I hope not, but I don't know. That was one of the things I was doing early on. I'm like, well, you know, Stephanie and Michaela and even Monica, you know, they had that connection with Russell. And then I saw Russell, like, you know, tweeted and endorsed. Was it like Monica and Michaela?
Yeah, he has endorsed both of them.
And so then I was like slightly like, you know, if he hates me or my mom, and then I don't know. But that was one of those things I was doing where I was getting so into my own mind. I just want to go out there and try not to like prejudge or premeditate anything. And I hope people are doing the same. And if they're not, then my gameplay is going to have to change when I get out there, I guess.
So talk back to your previous game where, you know, so much was made out of the couple of moves that you made where one, you voted out your mom and that was such a big deal on the show and everybody always talks about that. But also the decision where you went to Rocks at the final six and decided that you were better off going with the Rocks than sticking with Tyson and Jervis and Monica. Now, what are the things from that? Do you feel like that you really started to figure things out at the end of Blood versus Water and that's sort of like changes the way that you would play in the start of the game? Or do you feel like that you were pretty much right on point the first time around and you just came upon some new information?
I kind of have mixed feelings about it. I am in general, I don't like to be bullied. I don't like to be really bullied or told what to do. And I think that what it was is early on and even going into my season, I was there for my mom and I wasn't like this, I'm going to win Survivor girl. I was more so like, I know it's really important to my mom and I know she wants to win. And I know, you know, I'm doing it for her. And then as the game progressed, I started to want to do it for myself, I think is what changed. And that in turn kind of changed my gameplay a little bit where I was playing to win. And now this time I'm definitely going in for me and I'm not going to have my mom out there and I'm playing for myself from day one. And I think you'll see a lot of different, you know, changes in my game just from that alone. I think that some of it is just circumstance. And early on I was guys versus girls pretty much. They were just picking the girls off. So I was just trying to survive. And then once I was in an opportunity where I felt like I had a little say in like what happened, then I started to make bigger moves. And so this time I'm definitely still the same person. I'm not afraid to make big moves. I'm not afraid, you know, to ruffle feathers or whatever you say. I'm not afraid.
Or rustle feathers even.
Rustle feathers. But I'm at the same time, I really learned how important it is to have, you know, that core alliance that you stick with and you stay true to. I felt like I had to do a little bit of jumping around. And I think that was just my circumstance, not something I really wanted to do.
Has your mom given you a lot of advice potentially going back now for the second time? Because not only is your mom a Survivor player, she's also somebody who's played two times. Is there anything that Laura learned from playing twice that she feels like you need to know going into your second time?
Nothing, super strategic. I know that sounds funny. We kind of went over that the when we went back together, but she definitely told me, and this is something in general that everybody keeps telling me that I need to learn, to stay positive in my mindset because I tend to be negative. Or like, for an example, when my mom and I were up on the platform and we had to get each other, you know, knock each other off, I already had in my mind, I was like, well, I'm going to lose this because my mom beats me at everything. And my mom kept looking at me and telling me, come on, Sierra, like you can do this. So I think it's just trying, you know, my mom's telling me to how capable I am and how strong I am. And don't forget that. And that is the biggest advice I think she could give me.
Would it be something that you would bond with other people who played in the second Blood versus Water season? There's three people in Kelly and Jeremy and Keith. Is there any sort of connection that you feel like you would have with other Blood versus Water people since you would know what it's like to play with a loved one?
Yeah, I think that playing a Blood versus Water season is so unique and so different than playing a regular season. You have to, you know, constantly worry about your loved one and their alliance. And it's just a huge added stress that I think that can be very relatable to the people who have played those seasons before. However, I'm just so trying to just not put people in little categories as far as that, you know, like I just want to be so open-minded and I don't know, go out there, see what happens.
How many of these people from the older classic seasons do you know?
None.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, so I played with Jervis.
Right.
Who was with Kelly, right?
That's right.
I'm just trying to place it all together now, right? I'm like slowly starting to be like, oh, okay. So I have that connection. And didn't Tina play with Kimmy?
That's right. They weren't on the same tribe, but she was on the same season with Kimmy. And she also played with Jeff as well.
Jeff. So see, like I kind of have little like, you know, connections like that, I guess. But
yeah, that's kind of crazy where it's like, you know, if you have like those like, oh, I know this person. And then it's sort of like, you know, you're going to like some like party or something. And it's like, oh, yeah, I work with this person that, you know, it's like, oh, OK. And it's like you have like a connection with somebody.
Exactly. We have something to talk about, like some kind of common ground, I guess. But I've never met them. I haven't even seen season 1.
Okay.
But I've seen season 2.
All right. And so have you gone back to sort of like look at the footage on any of these people?
Oh, yeah. I've actually just kind of started, you know, doing a little bit of homework to kind of figure out, you know, how people have played before, who they are, where they're from. I saw that Kelly, I always get which one's mixed up, Wentworth.
Well, Kelly Wentworth, yeah.
Is from Seattle.
Yes.
That's really
cool. Pacific Northwest connection.
Pacific Northwest. I saw she likes the Seahawks and I love the Seahawks.
Okay, so that's some common ground.
See, I'm just trying to, you know, I am finding a little bit of common ground, a few different places, just doing light homework, you know.
A little bit. Yeah. Because you could learn too much information or it's like, you could also like get in your head that, you know, you're watching the tape on somebody and you expect them to be exactly the same way that they were
on the
tape and it's different circumstance.
Or it's like when, you know, like because one person's a cop and one person's a cop, they're all going to align or whatever that was.
Yeah.
It's like, I try not to do that, but.
Are you worried that any of the moms out there might hold it against you? You voted your mom out in Blood versus Water.
I'm worried that everybody will hold that against me.
You know, that's very interesting to me. And, you know, I'd love to talk about that with you, but do you feel like where it was such a move where it was like, oh, Sierra, you know, she voted against her mom, that, you know, that means she means business. Do you feel like that comes with baggage coming into this game?
Yeah, I think that comes with huge baggage. I also think that everybody is coming in with their own baggage. I mean, I know that I'm trying to think of somebody off the top of my head. I know like Abby Maria was very vocal, you know, and maybe a little bit of aggressive. And I think that's maybe how she's remembered. I'm remembered for voting out my mom. Cass flipped on her tribe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think everybody's coming in with this baggage and this persona of like how they played before. And you're trying to get past that or have people forget it or try and convince people that like, that's not how you're going to, you know, play, or maybe that is how you are going to play. I don't know. So it's definitely the most interesting concept ever, especially now that we all know who we could potentially be playing with before we get out there.
I just want to make sure so I understand the concern. So you feel like that people say, well, if she voted out her mom, then she'll do blank.
She is cutthroat and will vote out anybody. If she could vote out her own mom, she's a psycho evil daughter.
Well, do you want to speak to those circumstances of, you know, what led you to that decision?
I love my mother. And my mother beats me at a lot of things in life. And so it was a mix of like, I know she knows how much I love her. And she can eat dirt for a little bit because I eat dirt all the time. And, you know, and she still loves me and we laugh about it and it's fine. But as far as the game move went, it was strategic in the sense that I wanted to show my loyalty to the people in my tribe and that I was willing to go to the end with them, even if it meant, you know, getting rid of my own mother.
In some ways, you were more loyal to your alliance than to your own family.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I mean, I just felt like that's, you know, I realized I came out there to play and I came out there to win, and that was going to be the best move for me to get there. Now, people want to say all the time, why didn't Sierra go with Hayden and Caleb and get rid of Tyson earlier?
Mm-hmm.
I did. I went, me and my mom both went to Hayden and Caleb.
Okay, so let's just set the stage here. So how many people are left in the game at that point?
I'm trying to remember. I'm so bad at this. It was Katie.
Okay.
And Hayden.
All right. Is this when Caleb got voted out?
This is the vote that Caleb got voted out. Or no, okay. That my mom got voted out.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom got voted out. So it was Caleb and Hayden and Katie and me and my mom and Tyson and Jervis and Monica. So there was eight of us.
Okay. So there's final eight.
Final eight. And my mom and I approached Hayden and Caleb and asked, you know, do you want to do a final four? And can we work together? We need to get rid of Tyson.
Right.
They said yes at that time when we asked them. And then Hayden and Caleb approached me privately and said that they were not interested in working with my mom at all.
Why?
And then why did they not want to?
Yeah.
Because I think she was too big of a threat.
Was it because you guys were a pair and these were people that didn't have a pair in the game?
It definitely could have been that. It could have been because they hadn't worked with her yet because she had just gotten back from Redemption Island.
Right. Because at this point, you guys are the only pair that's still in the game.
Yes. And they just were not interested in that. And they were still keeping their options open with me, saying, like, we still would be interested in working with you. We just don't want to work with your mom. And then I caught Hayden and Tyson talking about getting rid of my mom behind my back.
Okay.
So then at that point, I knew, okay, I cannot trust Hayden or Caleb. And Hayden had already voted me out earlier in the game. Or he wrote my name down.
Okay.
He didn't vote me out. He wrote my name down multiple times early in the game.
With Brad.
Anyway, yeah. So there was never an alliance there. Do I love them? Absolutely. Am I friends with them? Yes. But there was never an alliance. My alliance was with Tyson. I just didn't realize that I wasn't his first priority.
To me, it seems like the Blood versus Water cast is a cast that sort of, like, you know, played a very intense game, but walked away from the game. And I feel like there was very little bitterness with each other in the cast. Whereas we have other seasons of the show where people after the game have a lot of hard feelings with one another. First, do you agree with that statement that I'm making, that the cast of Blood versus Water was there was very little bitterness between other people after the season was over?
100%, yeah. Yes.
Now, why do you think that was? Was that because there were returning players who sort of set the tone of, like, no, this is all a game? Because a lot of times where we see returning players come back, some of those seasons have the most bitterness after the season is over.
In my opinion, it had to do with the Blood versus Water theme and that we were all there with loved ones. So for an example, I'm just using this as an example, but Marissa and Jervis. I may not have got along with Marissa on the island, but I loved Jervis. And because Jervis loved Marissa, I could tolerate Marissa.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, I think it was like that throughout the entire cast. Not everybody got along, but
we all... Even Tyson and Brad, you know, had a big thing, but then Tyson went to the end with Monica.
Exactly. There were all of these connections that were such... We're all family, and we all really, like... I don't know. I think we are one of the closest. I mean, I haven't seen a closer cast. Like, I still talk to everybody. Kayla became like one of me and my husband's best friends. And mm-hmm. I don't know, like, we're all really close. I talk to Hayden all of the time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's really good to know. Do you think that this cast, that this Survivor Second Chance cast, do you suspect that there will be a lot of hurt feelings in this cast, or do you think it will go similar to Blood versus Water?
No, I think it's going to be opposite. I think it's going to be cutthroat.
Yeah.
I think
that's what I think too.
Yeah. It's going to be cutthroat. It's going to be intense. There's going to be hurt feelings, and it's just going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out.
Yeah. Well, especially also, I think that it's going to start with these 12 people that aren't going to make the show, the disappointed dozen, this upcoming Wednesday night, which I hope for your sake that you are not a part of. But again, my offer stands. I will buy you a beer, Sierra, if you don't make it Wednesday night.
If I am part of the disappointed dozen, I have a lot to say. I have a lot to say. I hope I'm not. I'm super nervous. I'm going to be like sweating and panicking and not even watching the TV. I don't care what happens at the end of their season.
Yeah. How uncomfortable will it be to sit there for those 3 hours when we get to the end of when they announce this?
It's going to be nerve-wracking, and it's going to be interesting to see how they lay it all out, or, you know, I don't really know what to expect, but I know I'm going to be sweating and nervous and a wreck.
Yeah. Like, when Jeff Probst, I'm assuming that they're going to talk to the Survivor 30 people, and maybe they won't. You know, you never can predict how these reunion shows are going to go. Like, when, you know, Jeff is like, all right, let's go around and okay, Lindsay, tell me about your journey. Like, will you just be like heckling, like let's move this along?
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, okay, is it done yet? Like, is it our turn yet? Let's wrap it up. Wrap.
Wow.
But then there's also the whole like concept of like my family at home. Like, I'm gonna be like, okay, I love you. Maybe see you in a couple days. Maybe see you in a couple months. I don't really know. You know, it's just like, it's just bizarre.
It really is crazy, because you have to make, you know, plans for both ways. You have to feel like, you know, here, like, let me make plans for I'll be home in 3 days and I'll be home in, you know, a month and a half.
Yeah. And I was supposed to be in my cousin's wedding and I'm a bridesmaid and I ordered my bridesmaid dress. So now I'm kind of like, well, I'll have it if I am still here. But like, if I'm not, you're going to have to Photoshop me in. I don't know.
Now, have you gotten any advice from, we have a good mutual friend in Tyson. Yeah. Have you reached out to Tyson for some tips?
Yes, I have. Okay. I love Tyson and Rachel. They're the best.
Yes. And has Tyson been helpful?
He has been. Yeah. He is very, very smart. In my opinion, one of the better people to have ever played or won. I don't know. I just think he's very clever and smart. He gave me advice. I'm going to keep it a secret.
As you should.
But yeah, he did. He gave me some words of wisdom, and Rachel helped me pick out a wardrobe.
Okay. Tyson is going to be with me on Wednesday night for our live recap of the finale, and we will have our first reactions to the Survivor Second Chance cast. So we will hear Tyson's thoughts about you and potentially other Blood versus Water people coming back this season.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So that's going to be very, very exciting.
Hopefully I won't be here to hear it.
Hopefully we won't be able to like Skype you in.
Yes.
Or anything like that. Okay. So what have you been doing in terms of like preparation for the challenges? You did win an individual immunity. You dug deep, right?
Right. So I did win one. I'm not the most like challenge savvy person, I guess. And I probably should have trained harder. I have been working out a little bit before, even before I knew that I was going back out there, and I had been swimming a little bit, but nothing like super intense where I'm claiming to be like some masterful challenge whip beast now.
Yeah. Cause it's somewhat ironic, because your mom is outstanding in challenges.
She is a freak. Yeah. She is really good, but she's really good at a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're very opposite like that. She's like trying to get me all intense and like get me into it and like wants to like wrestle me. And I'm like, Mom, it's fine. Just stop. When I get out there, I'll use your think positively.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like that was on one of the podcasts that we did with you and your mom. And your mom was talking about how she could beat anybody in leg wrestling.
Oh yeah. My mom thinks she can beat anybody at anything. That's why she wants me to be like that. She like wants me. She literally thinks she could beat anybody at anything they do ever. And like, she's like, Sierra, why don't you think how I think? And I'm like, I'm thinking realistically.
Yeah. Is your mom been active in campaigning to get you back on the show?
Yeah, she has been. I think she's going to do some kind of an interview or podcast. I don't even know what she's doing, but she's posting a bunch of stuff on, you know, Instagram and Facebook and a lot of local fun stuff. Actually, in a local news station just did Survivor auditions.
Okay.
Which was really cool. So we got to go like, you know, see all the cool people auditioning, and I've been posting stuff online, and I don't know. We'll see.
Have you been following the Survivor Worlds apart?
Yeah, I have been.
Okay. Who do you think is going to win on Wednesday night?
Who do I think is going to win? I really am rooting for Sierra.
Okay, why? Because you want See, I would be rooting against Sierra because
I don't want her to be a better Sierra.
Right.
Than
you want her to be this, like if she wins and then you're just like the other Sierra.
Oh, that could never be the other Sierra.
Well, if she wins.
Okay, but she spells it differently first off.
Okay.
And second off, I mean, I could win this one, right? And
yes, then I. But that's true. You would have to take it back from her.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know. I like her. I love Mike.
Yeah. You should be rooting for Carolyn.
I love them all. That's so hard. I actually really have enjoyed this entire season.
But if Carolyn wins, that's one less spot that is getting taken up. Your chances to get back on the season improve with a Carolyn win. You should be there with Mama C Pom Poms.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe I will.
Yes. That's,
you are a good thinker. That is true.
Yes. And tell her just because you're a mama doesn't mean I'll vote you out.
I'll make signs.
It's only my mom, not all moms. Are you ready for some questions from the listeners of the podcast?
Yes, I'm ready.
I've got a lot of questions for you. This is from Tamir Markowitz, who says, was Sierra's move to draw rocks decided at Tribal? How can she better her reputation as a flip-flopper? Because as they said in this season, flippers never win. Is that true? Flippers never win?
I don't think that's true.
I don't think it's true either.
I don't think that's true, but I do also think that I know everybody views me as a flip-flopper, and you can't ever see all the conversations that happen out there. I never had an alliance with Hayden or Katie.
Mm-hmm.
I never said, hey guys, guess what? Me and you till the end. They never said it to me. So it's not like I ever flipped or flopped on them. I did flip one time. I'll say flip. I won't say flip and flop. I'll say flip.
Yeah, flop is when you flip and it doesn't work.
Because it's like with Tyson, I did turn on Tyson at the last moment. I had an idea that I might do it. And there was a slight conversation with Hayden and Katie where I was starting to like kind of put the pieces together and see that like, I thought I was Monica. That was my problem.
Right.
I thought I was Monica. And then when I realized I wasn't Monica.
Yeah.
Then I was like, well, no, thank you.
I mean, I think that everybody is pretty much in agreement that what you did when you decided to go to the rocks was the right decision. I feel like that. Do you hear backlash from people that you made the wrong call there?
I hear that I was stupid and I should have made it earlier, but mm-hmm. I didn't really have that up. But also Tyson, we thought he had an idol. And so it was our best. It was also a great move in my part because I thought
it was just his bulge.
It was just his bulge. That's all it was. I should have known. That's distracting. But yeah.
Wow, Tyson.
Tyson, I know. Gosh, always running around in the skimpy underwear. But anyway, we thought he had an idol. It was a good shot to try and get him out. Hopefully he drew the wrong rock.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what he kept doing? And I also learned this from Tyson. When we could like grab, when we had to like tribe swap and we had to grab a thing and open it and like the buff, whatever buff color came out is the tribe you were on.
Right.
Tyson's like, I want to pick last.
Pick last.
And then when we went to draw rocks, he's like, I want to pick last. So now I'm like, well, I'm picking last every time.
Okay. You're going to take that with you into this game.
Yeah. I want to pick last.
I like that. Because there could easily be some sort of like a buff draw or anything to start this game and how they decide the tribes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Ron Chan wants to know, Sierra, what has a better chance of happening? Winning Survivor Season 31 or running for Miss Survivor a second time in 2016?
Can they not both happen?
They could both happen. I would think that running for Miss Survivor would be, I mean, if you get on the cast, I think you'd be in the mix for Miss Survivor for 2016.
That would be awesome because I lost that to beautiful Andrea.
And she would be the same. That would be the same thing where Andrea, she was in the mix that she was up against Parvati the first time around. She lost to Parvati. And then I think a year went by and then she was back a year later for the 2014 Miss Survivor, which you were a finalist for. And then she won it in her second time.
See, I would love that. That'd be so rad. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. I would like both to happen.
Okay.
Preferably.
Have you been working on your rapping?
Yeah, I got totally showed up on that rap thing. And so I think what it was is I was just really nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I'm working on my rapping, my freestyling. You know, I'll come back with, you know, a little bit more thought out, theatrical.
Well, there's a lot of parallels between that and Survivor, where you get very nervous the first time and then maybe have your feet under you in the second time.
See, yeah, there is. I think I tend to do that a lot in life. I psych myself out.
Has the Miss Survivor campaigning that you did back then, did that prepare you for going through this exercise at all?
Yeah, actually it did. It taught, I mean, I wasn't really into like social media or Twitter or Instagram before all of this. And then, you know, the Miss Survivor, I got to get out there and kind of build a platform, and it helped me out a lot.
Yeah. I mean, none of us knew that this was coming, but I really feel like Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor was really just great practice for this whole exercise.
I had never thought about it, but it really seriously was.
Like, it wasn't like anything that was thought of. Like most things in my life, there was like no forethought in any of this, but it really did turn out to be something that has been a good thing. And there's five people in the mix that have been through, you know, Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor who are up in the running for Survivor Second Chance.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right. All right. This is from David Baltazar, who says, you famously didn't lose any weight on Blood versus Water. Are you trying to put on weight before you go out there?
I know, that was nuts. That was mind blowing. I really don't know what happened, but I have been trying.
Did you guys get a lot of food?
Isn't that weird? Okay. My mom tells me that we played Survivor Light, but she was on Samoa and I heard that was like the hardest season.
That was a hard season.
So I think she kind of was a little dramatic. I ate okay. I mean, I don't know. I guess okay. I felt like I ate like shit, but I guess in terms of Survivor, maybe I ate okay. But I lasted 37 days and I only lost 1 pound.
Mm-hmm.
That's bizarre. But anyway, this time I have been eating a lot. I'm a little bit thicker. I guess I'm not like, I don't know. We'll see. I'm not really worried about the weight thing. I know I'll put it all back if I lose it.
Okay. All right. This is from Matt Ligori, who wants to know, what makes somebody more of a badass? Going to Rocks at Tribal Council or going to Rocks for $500 at an auction?
What?
if you draw Rocks at an auction or draw Rocks at Tribal Council?
Tribal Council.
I think that's right. I think that was an easy question.
Okay. I think it was so easy it confused me.
Okay. Yes. All right. Will Halston says, please, please, please tell us that Beast Mode Laura Moret will be your loved one visit and she will grace our TV screens one more time. Is your mom ready to go for a potential loved one's visit?
I did put my mom down as an option for a loved one's visit. Yes.
Okay.
I had to give a couple choices, I think, just because like if something happened or like if somebody was busy, they need a backup. So I don't really know what to expect. It kind of scares me because she can be slightly intimidating. But Okay. Yeah, she's down there as my loved one.
Your mom could be intimidating as a loved one?
Yeah.
What do you think she's going to come out and be like, hey, who's trying to vote out my daughter?
Maybe it's Laura Moret. You never know. So I've already been, I'm like, but my dad is an option and my husband's an option. So I've already told them all. I'm like,
right.
I'm like to my dad, I'm like, dad, things that you think are funny, people don't think are funny. don't make jokes. You know, like I'm going
no dad to, jokes.
No dad jokes. Mom, you know.
No leg wrestling.
I don't know.
Yeah, that is funny because I think it was in Survivor South Pacific that Brandon Hance's dad came out and he was like telling Coach like, hey, like, don't vote my kid out.
Yeah, see, people can do weird things, especially in like if they do come, if like your loved one gets to like come back to camp for the night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like my family's slightly weird. I don't know what my mom's going to say. I don't know what my dad will say. I don't know what my husband will do. Like I'm just telling them all to just be on their best behavior and don't, basically my dad, I'm like, you're not funny. Don't tell the jokes. No, nobody will get his humor, but like people who love him.
Okay. Bob Marassa Jr. wants to know, who is better at puzzles, you or your mom?
I think we're both really good, honestly.
Okay. Yeah, your mom is very good at the puzzle. I rewatched Samoa. She does a good job with those.
She is very good. I think there is also an element too, like when it's your first time out there, you're so nervous. And I think she had that advantage the second time around. But I don't think I'm a bad puzzle person.
Okay. Yeah, you got the, you have to dig deep.
I got that before they all got it.
What was better? You have to dig deep or a reward with all the fixins?
You have to dig deep.
Okay.
Winning that was pretty cool.
Yeah. No, that was an epic win in that challenge.
Yeah, it was, like, especially because I never thought I was capable of winning that.
Yes, definitely. All right. One last question from Will Halston, who wants to know, which of your fellow potential returnees looks like a neat lady? And do you feel better equipped to recognize them after spending 39 days in the presence of Monica?
What?
Who
seems like a neat lady? I'm excited to meet Kelly Wigglesworth.
Kelly Wigglesworth seems like a neat lady.
She seems like a neat lady. Sabrina seems like a neat lady.
Neat lady, Sabrina.
Yeah, there's nobody that I really don't feel like I'm not excited to meet.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, we will see who you're meeting this Wednesday night. I can't wait. If anybody's on the fence, there's a couple days left to vote. Why don't you give people one last reason why they should be making sure they go to the poll for Sierra one last time?
Okay, guys, I just need your support. I need your votes. I need to get out there and just show what I'm capable of. And I learned so much from the first time I played. I really, really would love the second chance to get out there and kind of incorporate things that I've learned and just have a great time. And I love you all and I appreciate everything. And vote, 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 vote.
If your mom doesn't go out, will you tell her what happens when you get home?
No, that's going to be the best part. We've
I love that.
She loves to know everything. And like, I think she assumes that I'll tell her, but I'm not telling her.
Yeah, that would be just be months and months of fun.
Yes, it would be.
To not tell. All right. Sierra, thank you so much for coming on. We really do appreciate hearing from you. And best of luck on Wednesday night. If people want to follow Sierra on Twitter, of course, you are at Sierra Easton.
Yep.
Sierra with a C, not like the other poser Sierras out there, right? Yep.
Big time posers.
All right, Sierra. Thank you so much and good luck on Wednesday.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right, everybody. There you have it. Sierra Easton interview number 26 here on the Road to Survivor Second Chance that leaves only four people that are eligible for this that we didn't talk to. It's an impressive haul. Again, thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who has edited all of these interviews in the past about 7 or 8 days. So that is an amazing effort on his part. Really, really appreciate all the hard work. Scott, I know everybody out there does too. If you want to hear the rest of our interviews, you can hear them at robinswebsite.com/second chance. Now, seriously, this time, I don't have anything else scheduled as far as Second Chance interviews goes the rest of the way. So I think that that is going to be it. 26 and done out of the potential 30. And then I think we are going to be done. But if I hear anything, again, I will let you know. But we have a lot coming up here in the next couple of days. We've got amazing race exit interviews here on Robins the Podcast. We are also going to have a special interview that I'm going to be bringing you with a survivor that I've never had on the show. That's going to be coming up pre-finale as well. And then I am also going to be doing a podcast where we are going to be updating our exit poll and we will be projecting the 20 people who are going to be making the cast. I'm going to have that posted for you guys for Wednesday morning and Robert's podcast. We will make our official projections of the Survivor Second Chance cast of the day of the show based on what we're seeing from the exit polls and all the other sort of research that we are looking into to try to come up with how this vote is going to unfold. Of course, our exit poll is at robiswebsite.com/exit poll for the sake of our data. We do appreciate if you let us know, you know, as the week goes on, how you are currently voting at robiswebsite.com/exit poll. And unlike the CBS poll, we're not asking for any personal information. So we just want to know how you're voting and we don't really care who you are, but give us your ballot so we can update our polls and take a look at how we think this is all going to unfold on Wednesday. All right, everybody, looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the comments and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.